You're a good Michigan man. I'm guessing you're pretty pleased with what you're seeing from the Wolverines right now.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. This is a big game this week. We got to beat them Spartans, but I'm excited what's going on in Ann Arbor. And, you know, the Lions are winning. Michigan won. It's winning. This place is going crazy.
You can go back home. Larry, it's a big game, but is Michigan State your rivalry game? Do you approach it? When you were there, did you approach that as your rivalry game?
No, it's Ohio State. We got one rivalry. A lot of Spartan fans get mad at me. They put that in the front page of the paper. I said, it's not our rivalry. Ohio State is. But being from here, and a lot of people I know, they go to Michigan State. You know, I wanted to win that game in a bad way because I want to hear people just, you know, taking shots at me. And you see the license plates all over town, the S on everybody's license plate, the green shirts, and it just makes me sick. And they're really going to boost if they beat us. So we got to win.
All right, so you didn't approach that game as a rival game. How did they approach you guys?
It was a rivalry. They always want to beat us. They know they like our little brothers, and they don't like that. They know, you know, they're second to us. And but it's been like that for a lot of years now, and those guys don't like it. But that's why this game is always a trap game, because they always come out, and we just got to match their intensity and just play our game. And, we'll find a way to beat them.
You getting some of that Michigan State? You're a trap game. You're a little brother, and you're not our rival. Larry, what did you think when that story broke that Rich Rodriguez was overworking his players and then you saw him tearfully defend himself at a press conference? How concerned were you when you saw that play out?
I was upset. I don't think it just wasn't a good story. I mean, all around the country, you know, these guys are doing extra. People are doing extra. It's not mandatory. It's voluntary. But when you get on campus, you just see what the older players do. And you see what time working out. And you're supposed to be there. And that's the bottom line. And Michigan is no different from anywhere else in this country. And the story was just way out of bounds. And, I know the writer who wrote it, me and him got a close relationship. But, you know, I just didn't agree with that story.
Yeah, I think that probably whatever's going on there is going on in a lot of other places. But what's not going on is players talking anonymously about it to the media. What did you think when you saw some Michigan guys sell the coach out?
Well, everywhere. You're going to get some disgruntled old players, guys that left there and transferred, especially when you bring a new coaching staff in there and guys leave, didn't like the system and left. You know, they're going to take shots. And the current players was young guys that was just, you know, talking about how hard it is, the working out and stuff. So I don't really know what's going on. I guess they're still investigating it. But, you know, you got disgruntled players everywhere that just don't like the program and they're going to take shots.
I don't
think they're breaking any rules.
Gotcha. Last thought. I understand that you're going to take it one game at a time no matter what. You find yourself looking ahead one game to Pittsburgh and wondering what it's going to be like to take these guys on for the first time?
I've been thinking about that since May. Since the day they released me and I signed here, I've been thinking about that game, and it's going to be a fun game. We got a rival game this week, but it's definitely back in my mind what it's going to be like, you know, going against the Steelers and, just trash talk going on already with me and my old boys, but it's going to be great.
Larry Foote joining us. Got a couple of rings, went back home, went to Detroit, helped them snap that losing streak, and back on track. Larry, you've done radio, you've done TV. I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Pray for my